Welcome. The world already. Is the world already? The world is already condemned. When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. I'm going to speak about Satan, the controller of the world, behind the puppet master. I'm going to talk about some scriptures regarding Jesus as the Savior of the world, and following Jesus as a believer takes the world out of you. Satan, the powers of darkness, the great conflict between good and evil. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. All right. Who's behind this evil? Well, men are given to evil apart from God, because they loved darkness rather than light. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Who is the prince of this world? Satan. He is, as Yeshua said, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He was cast down to the earth, and now in the judgment of this world, the prince of this world is cast out. Who's he cast out by? By Yeshua. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. Yeshua said this to his disciples, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. Who's the prince of this world? HaSatan. He was cast out of heaven onto the earth, and the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, judges him and judges the world with him. John 16:11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The prince of this world is judged. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself our sins, who did Jesus, Yeshua, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. Ephesians 2:22. Wherein in times past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Now, in 2 Peter, it says, whereby, when for, you are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 2:20, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of this world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and are again entangled therein. Okay, the world's already polluted. It's already corrupt. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. They are of the world, and therefore they speak they of the world, and the world hears them. 1 John 4:5. What does that mean? The spiritual man is not understood by the world. It is not possible. The world is in conflict. 1 John 5:19. And we know we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world. And for 2 John 1:7, for many deceivers have entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And that great dragon, Revelation 12:9, was cast out. Where was he cast out of? Heaven. That old serpent called the devil and how Satan, which deceives the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And let's look at James chapter 4. Verse 1, where comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill, and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world is enemy with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy, but he gives us more grace. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's look at what James continues to say in chapter 5 regarding rich men. Go to now, you rich men, you weep and howl for your mercies that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. And your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver is cankered. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped up treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth, and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have contemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient, brothers, therefore, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receives the early and the latter rain. You be also patient and establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Grudge not one against another, brothers, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge stands before the door. Take my brothers, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. James 5, 1 through 11. Let's look at some scriptures regarding Jesus and how he saves, the process. But 1 Corinthians 11:32, when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, says Jesus, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Jesus is the one that testifies and says the works of the world are evil. And Jesus said, for judgment, I came into this world that they which see not might see, and they that which see might be made blind. He's going to turn things around on those who think they know, and those who don't know. But he that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. John 12:25. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. It's not a worldly peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And when he has come, the Holy Spirit, that is, John 16:8, he will reprove. He will prove and reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judge. O righteous Father, John 17:25, the world has not known you, but I know you, and these have not known that thou hast sent me. The world does not know the Father, the Creator. I always seem to butt my head up against, Lord, don't they get it? Why can't they hear? Why can't they see? Because they don't know God. John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight back, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. How is God going to judge the world? The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 13:9. So don't think that just because these wicked men are getting away from things for their crafty, devious ways, they will be taken in their own craftiness. It says right there. Mm-hmm. And God forbid that I should glory save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I to the world. It is the cross that crucifies the operation of the world. And this Jesus gives us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust, 2 Peter 1:4. For if after having escaped the pollutions, you don't want to go back into them, so love not the world nor the things of the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Here it is. And who's behind that? Satan. He is behind the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. And this world is passing away and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God, he abides forever. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh, that spirit's not of God. And that is the spirit of Antichrist, where have you heard that it should come now and even already is at work in the world? 1 John 4:3. I can think of many religions that give lip service to Jesus, but not as God, his very Son, Emmanuel, God made flesh, dwelling amongst us. They are of the world. They speak of the world, and the world hears them. For this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. Now, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And we do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He is our salvation. He overcomes the world. He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God is he that overcomes the world. And let's look at believers. The believers are those who the spirit of truth that the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him. He dwells in you and shall be in you. If you believe in Jesus, it's us, the believers. The world is already condemned. But we as believers, we overcome through the work of the cross because Jesus made that provision for us. All right, beloved. Now remember, if you love your life, you'll lose it. And if you hate your life in this world, you shall keep it for unto life eternal. Now you have the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and shall be in you. Now he loves us. But the world may know that Jesus also loved the Father, and the Father gave me the commandments. Even so, if the world hates you, know that it hated Jesus before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love your own. But because you're not of the world, I've chosen you, meaning Jesus has chosen you out of the world, and therefore the world hates you. I've given them thy word, and the world hates them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray you shouldn't take them out of the world, but that they should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not in the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I've known you, and these have known that you have sent me. John 17. In John 18, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. So, my beloved, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, 2, and then Titus 2, 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. My beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? James 2, 5, and you adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4, 4. Now you need to resist steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5, 9. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, 4. 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this world, let them become a fool, that they might be wise. 1 Corinthians 11:32. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Galatians 4, 3. Then in the times, my beloved, in Philippians 2:15, it says, you might be blameless and harmless, the children of God, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, whom you shine as lights in this world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever. John 2:17 and 1 John 2:17 and 1 John 2:13. So marvel not, my brothers, if the world hates you. And beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits who are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. But you are of God, little children, 1 John 4:4, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. And then 5, verse 5. Who's he that overcomes the world? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.